Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Obi-Wan says to Darth Vader, if you strike me down, I will come back more powerful than you can imagine. And to me, Liz Cheney is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Way to bust out the Jedi mind tricks, dude.
But here's the deal. Liz Cheney's going to lose in a couple weeks, and she's going to lose soundly.
It's over, Anakin! I have the high ground!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
When I was a little girl, I was told at the beach if I dug a hole deep enough, we would reach China. So we've always felt a connection there.
A lot of people say that if you dig long enough and hard enough, you will get to China. And that may be true. But what they don't tell you is that if you dig long enough and hard enough in a conversation, you get to a friend.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, every few weeks I do a column, Weekend at Biden's, and I just transcribe all the recent Biden cuts. And, you know, I've been wondering why I was the only one doing this or doing it at this level. But, Taylor, I begin to see that people are picking up on it. The New York Post basically did a Weekend at Brandon's or Weekend at Biden's column. Just with today's sound cuts, they ran more stuff than you gave me in the cuts. Not that I'm.
That's why we did the expedited major disaster declaration.
They didn't do that one, but this is the one that really seems to have taken off, gone viral, as they say. Cut 13.
Like what we're doing today, what we passed yesterday, helping taking care of everything from healthcare to God knows what else.
So everyone's pointing out that, didn't he say that this was about inflation and reducing inflation? So now it's about God knows what else. Not that he has any clue what, God doesn't have any clue what's in it.
Well, he better not if we're going to subverse the weather control from him.
That's right. We are going to take the weather control. Cut 11.
We have the capacity to do this. It's not like it's beyond our control. The weather may be beyond our control for now, but it's not beyond our control.
That's my favorite in a long time.
Now, you have to, we can't play it because there's no sound, but we tweeted out video of him getting off the helicopter. Number one, he's in the helicopter, not wearing a mask. He gets out of the helicopter and puts on the mask to go outside.
When he was just in Kentucky at a round table indoors, not
coughing,
wearing a mask, hacking up a lung.
And then he takes 40 seconds trying to put on his coat, his sport coat. He can't get the second arm into the sport coat.
Dr. Jill has to help him. And even then he can't find the armhole. And then his Ray-Bans fall off.
And then once he gets it on, he thinks he's all set, and his Ray-Bans
slide,
fall onto,
tumble
the,
down
on,
his
onto
mask.
Onto the tarmac, and he has to pick them up. You got to check it out. You got to check it out. We tweeted out the picture earlier. It's 43 seconds of pure comic gold. 844-500-4242 on the driver's licenses for illegal aliens. We're going to make it a petition question on the November ballot. It was another big weekend for signatures, but it's not over yet. If you haven't signed, please go to fairandsecurema.com and see where you can sign or get yourself a petition. And if you want to come down, we're going to be having lots of petitions on Friday. Grace and I will be broadcasting live for 6 hours from noon until six at Scally's Irish Ale House in West Falmouth. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody there. We had a big event there last November. It was huge, actually. And so come on down and check it out.
We were getting petition signatures then, too.
Yeah, I know. We were getting for TCI, which we didn't need in the end because Charlie Parker pulled the plug on it. He was the last guy standing who wanted to double the price of more than double the gasoline tax in the Commonwealth from 24 to 62 cents, according to some studies. But that was a huge day, and this is going to be a huge day. So come on down. We're going to have a great time on Friday afternoon. Grace and I will both be there from noon until 6. You can get Let's Go Brandon t-shirts. You can or Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirts. Buy books. We'll have a couple of books to raffle off too. Just as a prize. And so we'll be there from noon to 6 on Friday afternoon. And you can see we've got ads in the Herald, or check out the ads on our website, HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com. And by the way, we still have our contest going for gasoline giveaways in Brandon Bucks. And get on board if you want to talk about, Let's Go Brandon shrinkflation, inflation, and empty store shelves. We're going to be doing that when we come back after the first break, 844-500-4242. But first, we're going to give away the Brandon Bucks for the day. If you want to get into this contest, all you got to do is go to HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com, and put in your email address. Put in your email address. As long as your email address is entered onto our master list, you are eligible to win $50 a day from my show or from Grace's show. Can I have the drum roll, please? Today's winner is David from Holden, Maine. David from Holden, Maine. And David, check out your email, and if you see an email from store at Howie Car Show, you have won the $50 in Brandon Bucks. And so get on board there, put your name on our email list, and you'll be entered to win as well. 844-500-4242. Carol, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carol.
Hi, Howie. I just want to address the racist that was calling you a bigot.
Yes.
I mean, this guy's implying that only one race is coming across the southern border. There's a huge diverse group of people coming across the southern border. And does he also think the majority of Hispanic people in the United States of America who don't like the open southern border, and the majority of blacks in America who don't like the open southern border, right, are also a bunch of bigots?
Right. No, that's a good point, Carol. All these districts in the Rio Grande, municipal elections, even now congressional districts have turned Republican suddenly because of this influx of illegals.
Yeah, they're hurting these minority communities in the United States, which won't be minority communities soon. White people will be the minority. Are we going to get special treatment?
No, the answer to that is no, Carol. By the way, Adams, Mayor Adams in New York, he's so angry about the illegal aliens being bussed into his city after he said he wanted New York to be a sanctuary city. This is from the New York Post. Mayor Eric Adams is collecting headshots of potential city workers in a thinly veiled effort to increase diversity, according to a new report. Isn't that amazing? This is Politico. Adams has requested city agencies, it's from Politico, the New York Post picked it up. Adams has requested city agencies to provide photographs of potential hires to City Hall as candidates go through the interview process for city jobs ranging from assistant commissioner to departmental press secretary. Several unnamed city officials told the outlet the request is clearly an effort to hire more diverse staffers. Everybody knew what it was. There was no question. It was the first thing everybody said. We're going to start counting complexions now, one recently departed City Hall employee told Politico. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, I'll keep it short. My future son-in-law is a legal immigrant from Iran. He's been there 15 years.
Yes.
Went to school, and he got a job, obviously. And he was working for one of the hospitals in Boston, and he hated his job. He was getting short pay, working 60, 70 hours a week. But he couldn't quit the job until he found another job, or they'd send him back to Iran, which he would never get out again.
Right.
So bottom line is he searched and searched. He got a job. They tripled his pay. He's going to marry my daughter, but his parents are not allowed out of Iran. But he's played by the rules, and he really is an American success story. I mean, he came with nothing, went to Chapel Hill, went to Harvard for his PhD, was working for peanuts and just kept at it. And And if he didn't, he couldn't quit his job, like I said, without having another job, or they'd send him home.
Right. Right. But it's because he's a legal alien. He has to play by the rules. But if you just cross over the border, the world is your oyster, right? You can get anything you want.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. But he's really doing well, and I'm very proud of him. Well,
that's good. I'm glad to hear that. There was a piece over the weekend about the the increasingly woke medicine. They're just hiring. It's just like Eric Adams in New York City at City Hall. They're just giving people all these slots in medical school because of their complexion. And this person who wrote the column talked about these two Iranian young girls who their parents were immigrants from Iran. And they had great medical school tests, you know, the admissions tests they do and great grades. But they got passed over because they're white. They're white. They're Iranian. They were Muslims. They were Shiite Muslims, I would assume, being from Iran. Maybe not. There's some Christians that have come over from Iran. But, you know, they were just picked out. They were not the right kind of immigrants. They weren't their right color immigrants. So they had to, I don't know what they did. The columnist who wrote the story didn't say what they did when they couldn't get into medical school, but that's the way it is. 844-500-4242. It's ironic too that that guy's future son-in-law went to Chapel Hill and then he went to Harvard. Those are the two schools that are being sued by, the case is going to go to the Supreme Court saying you can't have racial quotas. They could have picked any schools in the country just about for a similar case, but they picked those two, Harvard and UNC. 844-500-4242. Okay, we're going to do Let's Go Brandon when we come out. We want to hear your stories about what you have run into recently with higher prices, empty shelves, shrinkflation. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. 844-500-4242. I've told you how much I love Balance 7. It just makes me feel better, healthier, and gives me more energy. But sometimes I forget to take my Balance 7 when I'm moving from one location to the next. That's frustrating, which is why I now buy Balance 7's 4-pack bulk offer. It's much bigger than this bottle, but they give you little bottles to put it in. The bulk order has 4 large bottles, so I take one to the studio here, keep one at my condo, and have another one at my Cape rental. When you buy that 4-pack of big bottles, you're spending less than $2 per day for great energy. Compare that to what you spend at your local coffee shop. Wouldn't it be better to get Balance 7 and have energy throughout the day for less than $2? Stop procrastinating and get Balance 7. It's my go-to drink to give me energy throughout the day. You know you should steer clear of those sugary energy drinks loaded with caffeine, because you know what happens, you just crash later in the day. Balance 7 drives out the acid from beer, wine, soft drinks, and processed food so you feel better and sleep better. When that acid is neutralized, your immune system is functioning as if you were 20 years old again. It also helps with acid reflux, heartburn, and joint discomfort. By the way, Balance 7 took a break from advertising last year and noticed I was still buying the product. They sent me an email thanking me for my loyalty. But really, I wasn't trying to be loyal. I just think it's really good for me. That's why I keep buying it. That's why I've been taking it for over a year now. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. I'm going to have a snort right after I finish this spot. Order at balance7.com and use code word Howie for $10 off, or call 800-793-9039. And don't forget code Howie. Do your body a favor. Order now. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. You ask for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
By the way, Scally's Irish Ale House, West Yarmouth, not West Falmouth. I'm still a little shaky on my Cape geography. I'm getting better, but I'm not all there. Scally's Irish Ale House in West Yarmouth. That's where Grace and I will be on Friday, broadcasting live. And you can sign the petitions, but you don't have to wait until Friday to sign. Just go to fairandsecurema.com and find out where you can sign. There are places all over the state, more every day, too. Or you can just go to fairandsecurema.com and have them send you a petition or two, and you can gather up signatures in your own neighborhood. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Goal. Listeners who open a qualifying account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are teenagers the laziest demographic of society, as Karine Jean-Pierre insinuated on Friday?
No, I think... all elements of society, all demographics are equally lazy at this point in time.
52% say no.
Okay. I'm surprised it's 48% saying they are too lazy. Come on, look around you. Open your eyes. Look at your neighbors. Are they busting hump every day? Not all of them aren't busting hump, but a larger percentage than ever before aren't busting hump. All right. 844-500-4242. It's time now for Let's Go Brandon.
The phrase is Let's Go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon.
Yeah, let's go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon.
The Brandon administration.
Let's go Brandon.
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 Let's go Brandon. I agree.
All right. We ask you every Monday or Tuesday evening at this time for your stories about what you have noticed going up in price or going down in quantity for the price you pay, or just plain shortages. And that's why I'm wearing my t-shirt here, Let's Go Brandon. You can order that from HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. You can buy one on Friday at Scally's Irish Ale House in West Yarmouth. So let me just read you some stuff. Reddit has a page where they do shrinkflation, and I usually like to take a look at it on Mondays. Here we have, is it Fage or Fage? F-A-G-E, total whole milk strained Greek yogurt.
I've never heard of it.
Well, this guy posted, I remember paying $4.49 for a 40-ounce tub. Used to be $227, but now it's $6.65 for 32 ounces. Chobani increased prices again this week, too. I guess it's a Chobani brand. Okay, Snyder's pretzel pieces, reported new look. So this guy, any experienced shopper knows what it means when they put a new look. New look means...
new weights.
And new prices.
Lower ounces, same price.
It's a new look. It's the new fun pack of Snyder's pretzel pieces. I've been eating Snyder's pretzel pieces for years, so today I went to the store and I saw a new look. I knew there was shrinkflation going on. I compared the new versus old, and of course it was 6% less in the bag. So it went from, it used to be 12 ounces, and now it's 11 and a quarter ounces. Okay. The good news is, it's gone from, 340 grams. Oh, I thought it was like grams of fat, but that's just overall grams. Okay. Dove soap. Dove soap in 2019 was 4 ounces. Dove soap in 2021, 3.75 ounces, 3 3/4. 2022, Dove soap, 3.17 ounces. Wow. So it went down faster in 1 year from 21 to 22 than it did in 2 years from 19 to 2021. 844-500-4242. So when we come back, we're going to do it. By the way, send us your text too. Go text Howie to 63566. And if you can't get onto the phone line, 844-500-4242. 860, Farmer John again, must be my lucky day. 300 gallons of heating oil, only $1,200. Thanks, plugs. Top off the tank, Farmer John. The price is only going up. We'll take your calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
That's it.
You're a man.
All right, now we're all going to run laps around.
Oh, boy. 844-500-4242. Let's take some Let's Go Brandons. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead.
Hey, Howie, you guys are great Americans. My Let's Go Brandon. I live 25 miles from Chapel Hill, you know,
yes,
the liberal insanity center down here. And I want to say liberalism is a mental disorder, as proven by Chris, one of your callers there, the guy who went off the rails. I just yesterday, I took off my Let's Go Brandon bumper sticker because I transport my young granddaughter, and I don't want to bring any bad things on her.
Yeah.
I called you about a month ago, and I was having lunch with a bunch of ex-police officers, retired, and we had some lunatic, it might have been Chris. He came in and started ranting and raving.
He's from Vermont.
You know.
He's probably not in Alamance County.
Well, it was in Pittsboro, North Carolina. And they're violent. They're the most violent people in society. They're crazy, you know?
They are.
That's my Let's Go. Let's go, Brandon, man. You better be careful because these people are crazy.
I know, Dennis. I know. They're crazy in Pittsboro, North Carolina. Can you imagine what they're like up here in the People's Republic? Justin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Justin.
Yes, Howie. This I did clams for a living, and like my big Brandon moment is I was getting $4.50 a pound for my clams, and now this year we've dropped down to $2.75 a pound, and it kills us along with the price of gas.
Why? Wait a second. I'm eating as many clams as I've ever eaten. Why is the price going down? I would think it would be going up because it costs so much to go out to sea and get the fish or the scallops.
I got to think of price of gas, Howie. Everybody got to go somewhere, and if you got to spend $20 for a pound of steamers, then nobody's going to buy that if they're going to spend $50 just to go there to eat.
So so the price of clams has gone down in Maine?
Yes, for dealers, for people that dig them and bring them in.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm surprised by that, Justin. Although when I saw Dave Wilcox at Ken's place about a little over a month ago, he told me that everything was going through the roof, that the clams were, you know, not going up nearly as much as paper plates, for instance, or frozen French fries, stuff like that. 844-500-4242. 207 says, you want to see inflation, buy a Little Debbie snack cake, any variety, more than double. We were just talking about that. One of our VIPs brought us in a bunch of those little snack cakes. I can't eat those things anymore, Taylor.
No, you can taste the chemicals. They're no good. All the preservatives. No good for you.
It's just like it's like there's a rock in your stomach afterwards. They don't even taste that. They don't even taste that good to me when I'm eating them. You know, it's not like I get
like I didn't bring my lunch today. I had to have something.
I'm sorry. I had some blueberry pie. I wish you'd have let me know.
It's not like that's going to be much better for me either.
This is good blueberry pie. This is really good blueberry pie. It's from down on the Cape. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
How's it going, Howie?
Good.
Listen, I'm in the building business, and I've been listening to these guys about little cakes and stuff like that. When I was building in, I'm still building today, but in 2020, a 2x4 was $1.88, 8-foot 2x4.
Wait a second. I'll write this down. 2x4 was what?
An 8-foot 2x4 was $1.88.
Yeah.
It's $8.40 now.
$8.40? Where is it?
12 wrapped.
Yeah.
2x12 wrapped used to be $36 to $40, and now $100 a piece. On the average of a 2,500 square foot house,
yeah,
it's $52,000 more for lumber than it was in 2020.
How much more?
$52,000
more for lumber for a 2,500-square-foot house, which is not that big.
That's correct. Here's another one. My drywallers. In 2020, were $55 a sheet. They're $70 a sheet now, and they got an increase last week for another $10. So it's going to be $80 a sheet for drywall.
Wow. Where are you, Jeff?
I'm in Chelmsford. I've talked to you before.
Wow.
You remember, I got some sad news for you. Remember Larry used to call in from Georgetown?
Yeah.
And you'd say, hurry up with the story. I got a birthday coming. He won't be coming down to dinner anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Pat, my condolences for him. And thanks for calling in, Jeff. That's amazing, those prices. $52,000 more for lumber on a 2,500-foot, square-foot house. Ken, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, Howie. This morning, I stopped at this little diner I usually go to. I got two sausage, egg, and cheese sandwiches on a roll.
Yeah?
The menu says $4.75 each.
Yeah?
So I gave her $20, and she brings me back $3. I says, hey, what? I says, they're $4.75 on the menu. Oh, she says, there's an upcharge on the rolls now.
There's an upcharge on the rolls? What is it, a $4 upcharge?
How big are these rolls?
They ain't worth $4.
Are you going back to this diner again, Ken?
No, I don't think so. They're going to have to do something. But I got to have a conversation with you about Brandon.
What about
That's
him?
That's not a good name for him.
What do you mean?
Real, you think about this. He's a perfect Mr. Potato Head. The only thing missing are the two ears.
That's Brian Stelter.
No, Brian, come on. Brian Stelter is Potato Head. You know, you got to go with the organic nicknames. That's what makes Brandon work. It was an organic nickname. Nobody was sitting around a conference table to come up with this. This NBC reporter just was trying to, cover up for what they were really chanting at the NASCAR race in Alabama, and she came up with Brandon. That's the best kind of nickname.
There's no time for potato heads.
Thanks for the call, Ken. Can't believe up from what? 475? That's 950? 950 to 17? That is an upcharge. That's a big upcharge. Scotia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scotia.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
There's this thing called a shower filter that you put on your shower head to filter out impurities.
Right.
And they were $14.99 last year when I bought one. I went in to get one at one of the big box hardware stores, and they are now $25 from $14.
Wow, Kate, why don't you just get something, one of those lime things that in Florida we have, they got a lot of lime in the water in Florida. So you just spray this, this thing that breaks up the lime and it's pretty cheap, or it was pretty cheap the last time I bought it. You couldn't use
the CLR, that kind of like the spray
stuff. Yeah, the spray, it's just spray stuff. You just spray it on the shower head and then, you leave it for a few minutes and then the shower's all, is all free, running free again. Wouldn't that work, Scotia?
It might, except that the other thing filters out a lot of crap in the city water, too. But, yeah, that's probably a cheaper way to go. I'm sure that's only $18 now.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't bought any for about a year. I'm sure I'm going to be shocked when I go back to Florida and go over to Publix to buy some more of it. And, I'm sure I'll get a nice Brandon surprise, too. Thanks for the call, Scotia. Rambo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rambo.
Oh, hey,
thanks for the shout out last week there with getting the signature. I don't want to change the subject here. I'm just going to stick with the Brandon right now. I'll call you later this week with the update on the Saturday.
Well, how did it go? Tell me now. I'm interested. How did it go?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the table was loaded with people that came in. Howie sent me. Are you Rambo? And I didn't know if there were a few plants that came up to the table. They were the paid people, and they were going to set up a counter protest. They had their little Crayolas over there making their signs, and the manager actually told them that they cannot, by law, counter protest. We did get people from, we're on the East Hampton Southampton line at Big Y. Two more Saturdays, and we had people say, come from Springfield, Long Meadow, all the hill towns. We had Dave in New City, who's a big fan of you.
Good.
It was incredible the amount of people that you're out there and you're loved. So no matter what people say, you are a beacon, and you give us hope, and we are going to be out there for two more Saturdays. I was told that by the manager also that I was. And she says, we've been had several complaints, and it's always when you're here, and the finger pointed towards me, and I had Betsy Ross on, but
you got to get the Gonzalez flag too. I didn't know about the Gonzalez flag until it showed up on the FBI chart. And Ted Cruz asked about it. We gotta have some Southwestern battle flags up here. You know,
that's coming this Saturday. I'll get something special. But the fun size packs.
Yes.
The brand, there's no such thing as fun with those pack size.
I know. And no, that's what I make it as a joke. You know, when you buy them at Halloween and it says it's a fun pack. Fun for who? Fun for the manufacturers, maybe, because they're charging you the same price for giving you three M&Ms. You know, it's ridiculous. All right. Thanks, Rambo. I appreciate it. Thanks. And when you go out there, wherever you go, after you see where to sign, just tell them how we sent you. That makes me feel good. I don't get a kickback or anything, but it just makes me feel good to hear it. Howie sent you. 844-500-4242. It looks like history is repeating itself. Today, Brandon's economy is mirroring that of Jimmy Carter's. The parallels are uncanny. Under Carter, both the stock market and the dollar lost more than half of their value. The price of oil quadrupled, the economy tanked, and inflation ran rampant. Those who owned precious metals in the 1970s saw the value of gold rise over 1,300%. The big difference between Carter and Biden is that Carter wasn't trying to legislate the taxing of retirement accounts, merging them with Social Security, or replacing the dollar bill with digital money, as Democrats are attempting to do today. What we are seeing is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Some analysts predict gold as high as $5,000. A network analyst predicted $15,000 in just 3 years. Get Monetary Gold's complimentary protection guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the BBB for 22 years, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account will now receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. Call 888-617-7994 and ask for their free guide. Again, that's 888-617-7994, or visit them at monetarygold.com/Howie. That's monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
We never give up. We never stop. We never bow. We never bend. We just go forward. And that's what we're going to do here. And you're going to see. And I promise you, the bad news for you is I'm coming back because I want to see it.
That is bad news. 617, can't get any fishing line. Went to three stores for some. There were only two packs between the three, charging $20 per pack. It used to be 10 bucks. 401, large container of all laundry detergent pods at BJ's. Last year, $13.99. This year, $23.99. Thanks, Brandon. 508, even the T is subject to shrinkflation. 25% fewer lines running. Well, if you're one, they shut down part of their green line, too. It's more like 30, 35% shrinkflation on the T, or at least very soon. 508, I bought one jug of special oil for my snowmobile under Trump, $45. Under Biden, $67. Thanks, Brandon. 781, people are cleaning out the dollar stores, can't get cheap deodorant, laundry liquid, etc. Alternatives cost 4 to 5 times as much. 919, a case of Miller Lite was $15.99 to $16.99 when Trump was president. Today it's $19.99 to $21.99 and rising. Thanks, Brandon.
Went to the Portuguese feast in New Bedford over the weekend, the biggest Portuguese feast in the world.
Yes.
Malasadas, it's fried dough. Used to be 2 tickets under Trump, now it's 4 tickets under Brandon.
It's doubled.
It's doubled.
And how much is a ticket?
$1. Yeah, so it's $4.
So it went from $2 to $4.
Yep.
That's a lot for fried dough.
They haven't, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
But they haven't had the festival in 2 years, so.
My aunt used to give it away for free every Saturday morning on Great Diamond Island to everybody who came by. I don't know what she'd be charging today. She'd probably just be giving smaller portions. Lou, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lou.
Hey, Howie. 40 years of buying lobster at the same place. You order them, they cook them for you, take them home. Last week, 6 lobsters, $8.99 each, free cooking. Thursday, my wife goes back again to get some more. 6 lobsters, $8.99, $20 each to cook them for us. So
wait a second. 20 bucks each to cook them? Are you kidding?
Yes. No, I wish I was, because we were going
to... Price to boil water? Gone up?
That's what I mean. And
you could have called me. I've killed hundreds of thousands of lobsters in my days at the colony.
How we only charges 15?
Well, I drive down, but the gas is too much. And another thing, one more thank you, Brent. I'm a Vietnam veteran, disabled, with a good rating. Stop putting in bills that have junk in them to take care of my brothers in arms.
Thank you. Thanks for saying that. But of course they scammed John Stewart. Although you can't scam a guy who doesn't want to be scammed, can you? He wanted to believe that the Republicans were screwing over everybody. Thanks for the call, Lou. I can't believe that $20. How ridiculous is that? Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie. Mine isn't as bad as that $20 lobster cooking, but I got this non-cash adjustment when I got a pizza to go the other day, and I'd never heard of that before.
A what?
You screen it. A non-cash adjustment on my slip.
So that means they don't want to pay the credit card, the 3% or whatever it is on the credit card, so they charge you extra?
I never heard of it before. It's new to me. I went back in and asked, and they said, oh, it's because you used the credit card.
Oh, okay. How much did it end up costing you?
It was only 72 cents, but it's just, it's just another thing. And then, and I'm down the Cape, and there's a Stop and Shops down here. I went there the other day. I left there, went home, and made a tomato and lettuce sandwich. I'm not going to pay. The stuff they're just doing it. They don't have to raise the prices the way they are. They're just whacking people.
I don't know, Tom. I think they're getting whacked, too. So we got a call earlier from a clam digger in Maine. And he said his price has gone down. And I said, it's hard to believe the price has gone down. And 207, another guy from Maine texted me, the people at the beginning of the supply chain usually don't get price increases. I think that's true. The more directly you are involved in producing whatever it is that's on sale, whether it's plywood or clams or anything else, the less money you're getting. The middleman has taken it. Oh, we're out of time. This hour went fast. 844-500-4242. When you sign the petition, tell them Howie sent you. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.
I thank you all for being here, and I want you to enjoy the rest of your session.